Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
So let's start out here, gents. Millsack question for each of you. Brandon, any tips on running the first leg in Hood to Coast downhill from Timberline?
Oof.
And dirt, what's the best way to prepare? Heading back to work after a long paternity leave. There's no way to prepare. That's all I got for you. What about running the first leg of Hood to Coast?
So I got to be honest, man. 10th year doing Hood to Coast. Super excited about it. Very grateful to be a part of the event. It's monumental. I love team activity. It's one of the best things about my year every year. I've never run leg one.
Leg one.
I had knee surgery in college, didn't properly rehab it. It's always been a little bit of a sore area, so the running is already hard enough. Downhill is brutal on my knees. What I will tell you, though, from people who have run it and just kind of learning a little bit about running through the journey, lean into it a little bit. Let the hill kind of take you, and I would not run my full speed. I would hold up a little bit.
Okay.
I hope you've been practicing your downhill running so your legs are used to it, because your quads will be on fire after the 2+ miles down that mountain.
Yeah, downhill running sucks.
But you have leg one. You have the easiest leg, debatably, in all of the legs. So
even though it's downhill, it's still the easiest leg?
No, that leg specifically is difficult. Mm. After that, though, his second and third legs, or her second and third legs, are going to be easy.
Got it.
That last leg that that person gets to run is like sub-4 miles, which is a God's gift to Earth.
That's delightful.
Because that point, you're incredibly sore, and you don't want to run. And so if you have sub-4 miles, you've been gifted something.
Yeah. You ever thought about doing a Dakota swag?
I've tried to get him on, man. He won't do
You're a runner. You love running.
I don't get it.
Why don't you do it?
I love running.
I don't understand.
Usually, it usually coincides right around my birthday. And
you don't want to do that for a big birthday celebration?
That's not what I have in mind for celebrating birthdays.
Tried to get him for his 50th a couple years back. He was going to Hawaii. Fun fact, if you decided to do this next year, 20% of the runners are 50 or older. That's a small percentage. You'd be a part of a really cool demographic.
A very exclusive club. People over the age of 50 accomplishing Hood to Coast. Yeah?
We'll see.
Not going to do it.
He's never going to do it.
I'm right there with you, so I won't say anything. Millsack question. Where would you guys pick in Portland to have as your permanent studio? Example, Portland City Grill, the Moda Center, VMA, Providence Park, Club 205. Where would we like to have a permanent studio?
I think Club 205 would be too much of a distraction.
Where would you choose?
The Multnomah Whiskey Library.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I would go with who's got the nicest... what country club has the nicest clubhouse?
I'd do the Mac.
Ooh.
Where I could walk out to a driving range after the show, and there's a sauna in the men's locker room that I could use as well.
Heck, even go out during commercial breaks, hit a couple balls,
dude,
come back in.
Taped interview, I'm rolling a couple of putts, I'll be back.
Pumpkins is pretty good.
It's a nice
one.
It's
got full service.
Yeah. That's wherever that is, that's my choice.
You want Waverly.
I haven't been.
Well, Waverly, I've never been inside the Waverly clubhouse.
I want the Mac. You want the Mac?
I mean, I like our building, actually. I really like where we're at. I think we're right off the freeway.
Yeah, we got a good building.
We're in a good little area. Like, I like where we're at. I love our building. If I had to choose a different location, I'd go the Mac. I like looking down at Providence. That's kind of cool.
That'd be cool.
In between, we'll get a couple shots up at the gym on the court.
Yeah, that'd be a good spot. That's a good call.
And you can be loud. You guys are choosing places where you got to be a little quiet.
That's true. Valid point. Mail sack question. If you could crossbreed any two animals to create a new animal, what would you do? Like a lion and a tiger to get a liger. Also, did the Giants lose to the Pirates last night? Well, first off, you can't hurt me. I'm already broken inside, so there's no pain left. I've given up. But yes, I was watching, if you were curious, and yes, they did lose, but I appreciate the dig. Who would you crossbreed? What animals would you want to crossbreed?
I'd want a land animal with a water animal to make it a multifaceted animal.
Okay. Are we going like a gator with a tiger?
Like imagine an eagle with a tiger.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, until it swoops down and grabs you. And you didn't see it because its stripes blended in.
I don't know. Is it something you want to see out in the wild, or is it something
like a
more
pet
domesticated? That
would you
be
want
in
a
your
pet?
Backyard?
Yeah.
You know, there's a fur, like a really furry French bulldog in my neighborhood. It throws us off every time we see it. It has like long hair. I've never seen one like that before.
I'm gonna go.
If you're going domesticated,
that's a challenging one. That's never been asked before. We've been doing the mail sack for a long time.
That's
I've never been
asked
a question about crossbreeding animals.
I'm trying to think of a badass animal in the wild, but also like domesticated animals is different.
Like a dog and a lion would be pretty cool if I could get some of the lion out of the lion so it's not going to eat me.
Like a dion,
but it's a lion.
Or a log.
It looks like a lion, but it's got a dog.
It's got a log.
It wants to play fetch, you know?
I'd go, okay.
That's
I'll
my
play
final
the game.
Answer.
I'm going to go cat mini horse.
That's solid. I like that. I like that play. I thought about a mini pony, like a mini pony and a pig.
Yes.
Two animals that seem like they'd be fun to have, but you blend them together. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Swag, final answer?
I think I'd go. I kind of want something that might fly, though.
You want a flyer?
Like an eagle and a koala.
What about something like. What about what's a big
That's
animal?
That's a good combo. I like that.
A sleep eagle just like sleeping in the air, and its eagles are
drunk on eucalyptus leaves.
Oh, something you could ride that could fly.
That'd be badass if you could pull it off.
Like a giraffe?
Yeah. Let's go, buddy. We're going downtown. Come on.
Giraffe with eagle's wings?
A big neck to hold on to. Just kind of, you know.
Oh, that'd look kind of weird. It'd just be tiny little wings on a big animal. It's like, how is that thing even moving?
You need bigger wings on that thing. What show did you watch that your wife, with your wife, only because she liked it and you started to like it yourself?
House of Cards.
Oh.
See, the wife liked it and got me into it?
Yeah, you only watched it because the wife was watching and you walked by and you're like, oh, it's a stupid show, and you end up sitting down. And
my wife is great at this because she doesn't like, we don't like the same genre, so her genre is not a genre I'm always interested in, and then when I watch it, I'm interested in it.
Yeah, so I'm very similar to that.
She'll usually go like, I think you do like this, and I'll go, yeah, but I never seek it out, I never choose it when it's my turn to pick something.
That's right. I remember a show, there was a show on Netflix, very dark, it was about a girl that committed suicide, it was called 13 Reasons Why, I remember correctly.
Okay.
And I remember walking by, the first two times I saw my wife watching it, I think I probably made fun of her, like, what is this garbage? Stupid show. And then next thing I knew, I was sitting down like, when's the next episode start? What do you think happened to him? Is he going to be okay? I totally got roped into it.
Yeah, it's usually like a crime series.
Has to be, yeah.
There was one with Jason Bateman. I can't remember the name of this one, but Jason Bateman, he's suspected of abducting and murdering children because he's on video, and it's in a small town, and they have him on video. The problem is Jason Bateman was out of town at a convention. And so there's this weird, like, it's a supernatural, there's something going on
something
here.
Something happening.
And the digger the deeper they dig, the more that they're discovering that there's like a shape-shifting demon kind of thing that masquerades as people and kills kids. And so they're like Jason Bateman's character goes through the process.
I think I've seen that
show. I can't remember the show. But my wife started watching this, like, this looks stupid. And then I sat down. It's like 30 minutes later. I'm like, what's going to happen in the next
episode? The Outsider. Yes, I saw that show. Yeah. Yes, I remember that one.
I watched the whole thing. We saw it in 2 days.
That's right. I totally forgot about that show. That's definitely another one that I got
roped into. That's something I will never watch on my own, but if my wife turns it on, I'm in.
I hated the ending of it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how do you win that show?
Yeah.
That's a topic that's not that an you easy can't
I know.
End.
I know. That's valid. Let's get one more in here, and then we'll go to break and get the other sack, the rest of the sack on the other side. Mail sack, I've been a daily listener for a few years now, but I don't know how you guys ended up together. With the new listeners, could you give the Reader's Digest condensed version of how we became a radio show?
First of all, thank you for listening. We always appreciate when we get those.
Yes, we do.
I mean, it's kind of a fun little story. So, like, I got hired at The Fan to cover Oregon State football because I did some hits with Comcast, and then Comcast dumped me for a hotter person. And they let me do part-time hours. I was doing board op stuff with Mariner games, but still being able to cover Oregon State. You were just a little peon board op slash intern. And one day I came in and Dirt was doing a off-the-air podcast because after primetime, nothing existed here.
No, just like one show at the time. Oh, no, I think Travis and Wilcox were around at that
time.
No,
but I'm talking after primetime.
Yeah, after primetime.
We didn't have post-primetime shows.
7 o'clock, nobody in the building.
I just happened to be going in one day and I saw you podcasting. You hated me. You wanted nothing to do with me and my cubic zirconiums.
Yeah, big earrings. You rubbed me the wrong way. It's like, who's this douchebag?
People never forget, man. Big shorts and cubic zirconium earrings.
You and Marcus
shorts
Camby.
Down to. Yeah, dude. He's absolutely Marcus Camby.
And came in one day. You let me hop on a pod. We had a lot of fun doing it and we kind of just looked at each other and said, let's just do podcasts. We got nothing else going on.
Yeah.
And that, honest to God, it's the luckiest thing that could have happened to us. We ended up having Buffalo Wild Wings be interested. We were able to help kind of bring them in. We became a night show. There's a million other things I could list, but we don't have the time. And from there, we just happen to keep going.
It is funny. It's a good reminder to not judge a book by its cover. And if you hate somebody right away, allow them leeway to, you know, grow on you in your life.
Yeah. I mean, look, we all have judgments when you see somebody. There was an intern in the studio my first day and Swag was showing me and I thought it was Swag's kid.
You did.
He was 5'4".
This is Swag Jr., dude. Is this your kid, Swag? What? What are you talking about? No.
I also very tempted on my very first day at The Fan to confront Jason Swigart of why he hated me, but I didn't do it.
Yeah.
The very first day, I wanted to be like, why do you hate me? But because I knew he wouldn't remember, but I met Swag at an Oregon State game, and he just looked at me and said, oh, internship? Email me. I'll get back to you. Never responded.
Never responded.
Never responded to me.
I remember showing up in the old building for my internship meeting in a pair of slacks and a button-down dress shirt, ready to go. I had my whole resume, cover letter.
How awful were those slacks and shirt, by the way?
Pretty bad. Pretty bad. Probably way too big, a baggy pant era kind of thing.
Yes.
The shirt probably didn't fit.
It's probably your dad's shirt.
Probably my dad's shirt. I'm like 22 years old, ready to get a job. I remember sitting in the old studio thinking, God, I see this on TV every day. How cool is this? And next thing you know, we're still here.
Swag's like, it's not cool.
God, no, it's not cool at all.
Not as glamorous as you think.
No, once you see the sausage being made, you know, the behind the scenes. Yeah, not a lot to add there. That's
no
kind of
a problem doing the Mariners Tokyo games at 3 in the morning.
That was the first shift I ever had at The Fan was, doing Mariners and A's in Tokyo.
I did one of those games.
3 a.m. start time.
My wife was like, why do they need you to do this? I go, I don't know. They think this is a big deal. And she goes, people love baseball like that, huh? And I go, no.
Contractually obligated.
Yeah, we have to.
The funniest part was I skipped out on a game because we used to run these Mariner games in a room by ourselves. I left before the ninth inning.
Uh-oh.
Because the Mariners were getting bludgeoned.
9-0, I'm out of here.
So I just left because I knew how to make it work after I left. And I told nobody, and the next day our old boss emailed and said, why did I not get 4 cuts? From last night's Twins Mariners
game. That wasn't me.
Our old boss did that.
Yeah.
And I remember apologizing, but writing out and deleting, why does anybody care about this? They don't play these cuts anyway.
It was 9-0. I don't think anybody needs a cut from that game.
The standard is the standard.
That's right.
Yep. We used to have a standard, actually, and now it's not an obligation anymore.
There was.
I got yelled at for that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Shout out to Matt Sprecher. Matt Stapleton, of course, Ryan Cooley, who is now our fearless leader, but they were the ones that
B-Dub days.
Hooked up the B-Dubs partnership and it started us as a show, and here we are over a decade later. How? I don't know, but we're still here. We're still standing. Let's empty the rest of the sack. We'll do it next.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life.
and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Harrison here trying to get me to do math. Get out of here. What am I, a nerd? What am I, a loser?
He is the firm. He knows what he's doing.
The firm of Harrison Meringue up
yes,
and coming. They're all here ready to go. About 20 minutes.
Should I ask him if they had a guest? I keep forgetting to ask that question.
Hey, you guys got a guest? Bang on the glass. All right, here we go. Millsack, turn to burn. Better state for outdoors and recreation, Oregon or Washington?
Oh, Dude, I'm going biased. Going to Oregon.
I'm going to Oregon, too.
We have better beaches.
We have better beaches, number one.
We have Bend.
What does Washington have that we don't have?
Leavenworth.
Oh, that's decent, but that's like this. That's not an outdoor thing. If this is an outdoor recreation.
They have the San Juan Islands. They
San
have
Juan
orcas.
Islands, the it's Sound, cool. And Lake Washington.
Yeah, it's beautiful. We got lakes.
Not like that.
We got
like
Crater Lake, one of the coolest lakes in the Union.
It's like 4 hours away.
Yeah, don't go overrated, too. Mail sack question. Who is a player you hated when you were younger, but you've grown to love?
I mean, a couple of them were retired, so.
Not many, but yeah, because when I was younger, most
Larry
guys.
Bird.
Larry Bird. You hated Larry Bird?
Yeah.
Even in college, Larry Bird?
Why did you hate Larry
or
Bird?
Or just Celtics Larry Bird? Do you remember
mostly
college? Because what year did they win the title?
79. I remember him at Indiana State.
They
and
didn't
it
win
was
the title. They lost
deal.
To Magic.
True. In the title game.
And there was just this fascination because what was Indiana State? So, but no, I just, it mostly hated him just because he beat you every time and he didn't look like he should be beating you.
Let me shoot
like
lefty
that.
And drop 40 on you kind of
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
I'm trying to go current athlete.
Current athlete's tough for me. One from my childhood, I would say that I grew to not hate as much was Kobe. Kobe was one that I hated everything about him.
Now, was that because of the unfortunate time, untimely
no,
death?
I warmed to him at the end of his career.
Okay.
And then I remember watching the final game of the career where he dropped what it took. 60
on 60 shots.
942 shots on the Jazz. I enjoyed him post-playing days. He was always an interesting interview.
Yes, I enjoyed,
In that realm, he really grew on me.
In college football, for me, it's always coaches. There'll be a coach that I'm like, oh, shut it. Lane Kiffin. I love Lane Kiffin now.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one.
You know?
Total douche vibes when he was with USC and
even Dabo,
Tennessee.
Like Dabo, I go back, like Dabo, shut up. You're going to leave if they get paid. You don't care about the portal.
Right.
Now he cares about the portal. He had a funny story with Belichick at a round table where he talked about bring your own guts, BYOG. And because he said it on a broadcast after they won, and Belichick said, where'd that come from? And he goes, I don't know, man. I've blacked out. We said it pregame, and then there's a camera in your face, and you went in, and now I got Belichick asking me why B-O-G. And I'm just like,
that's a pretty good Dabo
impersonation. So, you know, and like,
that was pretty good.
I was listening to the boys.
A little bit of like, I like that. The NFL's tough. I'm trying to
top of my head an NFL player right now that I used to hate?
There's not been a lot of guys in the NFL that I hate, to be honest with you. I hate storylines. I hate teams. Like, I still hate Tom Brady. I'll always hate Tom Brady. I'm never backing down on that.
It's a coach. Again, I think I have this more with coaches than athletes, because athletes I can dislike because of team affiliation. Mm-hmm. But as I get older, I have such an appreciation for being high level in something you do. Pete Carroll. I hated Pete Carroll. And then kind of at the end, we'd go to practices.
USC Pete Carroll or Seattle Pete Carroll or both? You hated them both?
Yeah.
I hated USC Pete Carroll.
But then
for
we
sure.
went to practices, and I'd see a 70-year-old just out there running in khakis and playing catch. And I'm like,
seemed like a good, genuine
this
dude.
This guy just loves football, man.
Agree with
just
you.
Just loves football.
Milsack, do you send your food back if there's a mistake, or do you just suck it up and deal with it? I think we've been asked that one before. I deal with it.
I send it back.
What do you do if you have a car version of a meal?
That's a little different.
I can't get a dealership to give me my car back or give me a call of what's going on with my car. I called them.
That's nice.
9 times yesterday.
That's nice.
I called the manager 3 times, left 1 voicemail.
And they're just not coming, just ghosting you?
I get somebody in the service department. I go, hey, don't transfer me. I'm just asking for an update. That's all, man.
Is my car there?
And the person's like, we each have our own technician, so I don't even have your information, but I'll transfer you over. Voicemail.
Yeah. That's a little different.
I don't know what to do.
If I'm buying like a $20 meal and I ask for fries, but you gave me tater tots, like whatever, okay.
And my car gives me notifications if doors open. I've gotten 8 notifications. The door is open.
They're working on your car.
They're working on it.
I think Dirty Mike and the boys are back there right now with a raccoon, dude. You're not going to even recognize that car when you get it back.
I just want an update. The amount of not care that they have had here of saying, like, who cares if you have your car? They don't provide loaners.
No.
They got rid of that because of COVID.
Yeah.
If you gave me a loaner, I literally wouldn't. You could give me a month and I wouldn't care.
Because then you got a way to get around.
Yeah. Is this covered in some capacity by insurance? That would be the other thing, is maybe your insurance agent.
Yes and no. It's a complicated answer, and that sounds dumb, but it's a complicated answer.
Well, insurance isn't, straightforward most of the time anyway. So,
well, we buy the service package too. Like, we'll buy the force, and I know people are going to say, what a ripoff. You fall for that. Yeah, I know, but it's a newer car. It's an electric. Yeah. I don't want random Joe Blow.
True. The car stuff is hilarious to me because I buy that every time too.
I just don't want to deal with it. Yeah. I don't know anything about cars. I just want to take it in and say, get it fixed.
Get it fixed and I'll pick it up.
But it's like, dude, I told them, I go, hey, I only have one car.
You want somebody to call you back, go, I'm thinking, wondering this whole experience, if it's maybe time to get a new car. Somebody will call you back within 15 minutes.
Yes.
Then
so you think I call them today and get to the sales department and say,
exactly.
My car's in your service department. You're not responding. I'm looking at new cars
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
But say at a different dealership, though.
Oh,
that little
the one
on
across
top.
The street is I'm actually legitimately thinking about going to.
Taking my business
Somebody
elsewhere.
Will call you back at that point.
What do you do here? I have one car.
I got nothing, dude.
And they don't even care that I have just one car.
Your family's just supposed to get around with one car. It's not like you got kids and your wife has a job and you have activities and things to do. Come on, what are you complaining about?
I'm normally not a food go-back guy, but if you are like egregiously wrong with my food order, I will politely do it. Yeah.
I get it. That's probably the right thing to do, but I won't do it. Last one, mail sack question. If you could go to any country to eat your way through the cuisine of said country, which would it be and why? Easy. I'm a basic B. Give me Italy for every obvious reason.
Greece.
Okay.
I want Italy. Greek food.
Italy, too?
Yeah.
Italy, one for Greece.
Love Greek food.
There you go, mail sack. There was more. I save them as best I can, and we'll see what we get to.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.